Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This week has been consumed by two stories. Number one, the Parliament fire, and number two, the state capture report. There's been a lot of reaction to the state capture report, albeit it's only part one of three. But one of the biggest reactions came out in a press conference on Wednesday, the 5th of January, from the Economic Freedom Fighters. Joining me now is Nazir Paulson, who is a member of the Economic Freedom Fighters. A very warm welcome to you, Nazir.
Thank you very much, Chad.
Nazir, I read your press release with great interest as well as a bit of concern, and I'll tell you why. You make very valid points in this press release that was made in respect of the timeline of the Public Protector's report, the role that was played by the EFF in having this report made public, how the Commission of Inquiry was structured, but then it gets very angry. The entire tone of the press release seems very angry, angry at the media, angry at certain aspects of what's happened. And most importantly, there seems to be a tone of the fact that the EFF should have received more credit in respect of what they did in respect of this Commission of Inquiry, having it come to the fore that there's now been this press release. So my question to you is, Why the anger? Why aren't you happy to be vindicated to have this report out that shows what you said all along was in fact happening?
Well, Chad, we've been in Parliament now for 7 years. Thank you for the question. We've been in Parliament for 7 years. For 7 years, we were the only voice against ANC corruption. If you recall, in the first response to the State of the Nation address, it was the EFF that asked the President, the then president, former president Jacob Zuma, when he will be paying back the money. And he says, no, that matter's been settled already.
So I hear what you're saying, and I remember that became very popular in South Africa, pay back the money, pay back the money. And I've always said you brought life to Parliament. It made Parliament so much more relevant.
We didn't bring life to Parliament. We brought back the integrity of what Parliament and government should be doing. Parliament should be, or members of Parliament should be holding the executive to account. You must remember, as I've stated before, it was never done before the EFF came there. So it was only the EFF that brought the aggression to make sure that we were not just going to be ignored and undermined.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You used, I said you brought life to it by making it more relevant. You said you brought aggression. But why I say that, and I say it in a very positive way, that you brought life to it, you made it more relevant. You made it more of a people's parliament, in that people started watching it. People that would have never watched SONA ever suddenly started tuning in. They wanted to see what the EFF reaction would be. And despite at times it being disturbing and at times it being distracting, it was very important, because more and more people got to see how Parliament functioned and the importance of Parliament holding the executive to account. So again, I ask you, with this report now being published, with all the work that the EFF has put in by saying pay back the money, calling out people for being corrupt, why still anger at this report being published now?
As I said, we are not angry at the report being published. We are angry that there are certain people that are treated with kickouts, or not certain people. People like Pravin Gordhan. Now, if in a, this is a commission, yes, but even a court of law, you are inconsistent with your responses to a question. The same question, and you are inconsistent. Obviously, that court views you as being, as having something to hide.
An unreliable witness.
An unreliable witness. And yet, Pravin Gordhan is treated royally with kid gloves, despite being inconsistent with regards to his submission to Zondo regarding what happened at SARS during his tenure.
So you say he was an inconsistent witness. I used the term unreliable witness, which would be normally used if somebody's inconsistent. But give us an example of why you believe Gordhan is so inconsistent, and why, and forgive me for using the term, because I know you're going to take offense to it, but why it seems that there's a feud playing out between the EFF and Pravin Gordhan. Nazir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You see, when they spoke about the attempt of the Zuma administration to capture Saad, it came out as if there was one savior that avoided all of that. But in the same way, they weren't too concerned about Bain's involvement in the state capture or the capture of SARS, which Bain was there as a result of Pravin Gordhan. So, and he was instrumental in what happened there. Everything points to Tom Moyane and Jacob Zuma.
So, Nazir, what you're saying is that this report is holding only certain people accountable. It doesn't go far enough. But there's still two more parts of the report out.
What the Zondo Commission has done is played into the ANC factionalism. And it has chosen the side that was opposed to Jacob Zuma.
You yourselves were opposed to Jacob Zuma, asking him to pay back the money. Everybody knows about the massive fallout between the leader or the commander-in-chief of the EFF and Zuma, that dates back more than a decade now. So the factionalization plays into that whole playbook of Zuma being responsible for everything. And in fact, in Parliament, you were calling out Zuma for being in the most part responsible for the state of capture that we have seen. Are you saying now that despite you agreeing with the fact that Zuma is responsible, not much more has been done to hold the other factions that are part and parcel of the party?
Exactly. It doesn't.
So are you going to do something similar to what you've been doing over the years during the SONA address? We don't know where it's going to be held. We don't know what's going to happen next month. But if you have the opportunity to protest like you have at previous SONAs in respect of the fact that you don't believe there's full transparency or full accountability, are you going to carry on with the sustained protest that we've seen in previous years at SONA?
Chad, the report is 875 pages long. It was released a few days ago. We not thoroughly interrogated that report. We've not read it properly in order to make a proper assessment. But what we are going to ensure is that people that are fingered in that report, as it were, that those people are not going to be, that this won't be swept under the carpet as with so many commissions. We're going to make sure that people who should be prosecuted will be prosecuted. We are not going to allow anyone to get away, one way or the other. If we have to take to the streets and mobilize people, we'll do so. But what we are going to make very sure is that people who have robbed us, who have robbed the citizens of this country, of the opportunity of having a more dignified life, that those people are brought to book. So ultimately, we believe that the tender systems are designed to capture state.
We agree with you on this.
And it should be abolished, and the state should be building the capacity to run its own affairs.
I think everybody's seen how the tender process was manipulated to benefit a few. So you're not alone in that. You said you haven't had a chance as a party to dissect the entire report. And that was a concern when I read the press release from your party on Wednesday, because it refers to the so-called Part 1 Zondo Commission report. And that's immediately, it sounds as if you're degrading and making less of the report than what it should be, considering that there's still two more parts to follow. So when we say the so-called report, it's almost as if you're nullifying some of the recommendations that are made therein. You also talk about so-called corruption busters ignoring a lot of what was going on. And then, of course, you make mention once again of SARS. And there's an ongoing theme with regards to SARS, this rogue unit, which has now been disproven, if one reads reports that have come out, and of course, Gordhan. So I need to ask you, part two and part three are going to come out. From what you've seen so far, do you accept that some of the recommendations made in respect of this report should be followed through? And are you satisfied at least with parts of this report in respect of the identifying of people that you yourself have previously accused of being corrupt?
Yeah. Look, Chad, you must remember that this commission was reluctantly established. It was the EFF that insisted on a state capture commission to determine the extent of state capture. The ANC has then gone and cherry-picked what they want and who they want to investigate or who they want to have before the state capture commission. And it seems that, including the president himself, was opposed to having that commission established. And one thing's for sure is that the president himself is not blameless in all of this. And we are going to hold him to his word that if he fingered in this report, that he will step aside. We need to clean up government. We need to restore the confidence that the citizens of this country has in government. People don't go to vote. If you look at the last local government elections, people never turned out that they've lost faith in government and its ability to deliver services to people. People live in squalor in most parts of the country. And there are people that have been enriched with the money that should have alleviated people's suffering. Surely, you know, for us, it's, this is what we've said when we came onto the political scene, is that all of these problems that our people experience are unnecessary because money has been made available to alleviate the suffering. That South Africa's development trajectory for the past 27 years has been almost zero. There's been no development. In fact, there's been underdevelopment because where you have infrastructure, you should be having maintenance of that infrastructure. So not only did the ANC not build much more infrastructure, but they failed to maintain the existing infrastructure, which means that when you do that, you are underdeveloping your own state. And there was money made available. This money was stolen. Money that could have provided not just a better standard of living for people, but money that could have created more dignified opportunities for everyone.
So, Nazir, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I need to tell you this. I agree with so much of what you're saying, despite the fact that the economic freedom fighters believe that they get a bad deal in respect of the way the media portrays them in some lights and the fact that a lot of people don't support the EFF. I've always been very vocal about the fact, and I said it earlier, and you didn't quite accept the way in which I termed it, but life was brought to Parliament. It was made relevant for a lot of people, especially the youth. It was an institution that was bogged down with a lot of rules, a lot of pomp and ceremony, and you have brought a new dynamic to it, and you have made it relative. And as much as I agree with you on the disparity between the haves and the have-nots, there are points that I and a lot of people are going to disagree with you on, but that's what makes our democracy so dynamic.
But ultimately, Chad, history will absolve the EFF, as it's already doing. There would not have been this emphasis on state capture, on corruption, if it wasn't for the EFF. We are not there for the sake of populism. We are there to make sure that the people of this country, especially the vast black masses of this country, are going to experience through freedom, by having dignified living, by having confidence in the state to run its affairs. and to take care of the people of this country. It's never happened for 20, almost 28 years. And it's going to start happening once we have an ESF government. We are the only voice of reason in that entire government. Everyone else there is defending minority rights.
Nazir, I'm looking forward to the next SONA. I hope they find the correct facility to use and that it isn't petty politics that they don't take up opportunities.
We are going to make sure that it happens, Chad.
Good. Nazir, we've come to the end of the show, unfortunately. We're going to have to go to the news at 8 a.m. I really enjoyed this conversation with you. I look forward to chatting to you again, most probably after SONA, when I chat to the different political parties. And you know what? For everybody that played their role in getting a commission of inquiry and for making sure that the public protector's initial report was published, we owe all of them a debt of gratitude, yourselves included. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jay.